Blog Talk Radio.
Man.
Stand tall, my nigga. All the bad bitches in here, I see y'all too, man. All I ever wanted was a bag, man.
Hit you with that hot lava. No fuck niggas around me, it's just a lot of shotters. Hop about that minivan with choppers, cook you like a robber. Yo, bitch, knocking on my post, boy, you need to watch it. Or I'ma check that pussy out like a fucking doctor. Play roles on a bitch, I deserve an Oscar. She say that she wanna kick, but I don't play soccer. If I hit it, then forget it, then I can't holler. I'm too busy chasing after the almighty dollar. You think I forget all them days that you play me fuck? Bitch, you thought that I forget that you a fucking duck. Before I fuck with you, I walk in front of speeding truck. I used to care, but now Hardy don't give a fuck. The gang is up and I'ma chase after these millions so we can live it up. Was a check. Jordans on my feet and diamonds hanging from my neck. Been silent from the jump, so the streets show me respect. Ain't no combo for a op, nigga, talk to the state. Instead of help these niggas hate, cause that's what they do best. And I be at these niggas' throat like a crew neck. I already hit your sister, now your little boo neck. And on the strength, the hardest, you gon' get a whole crew neck. I only speak the real, nigga, I don't never flex. I be moving weight like I'm working on my quadriceps. I don't fuck with broke niggas, it's a disconnect. And I don't fuck with broke hoes neither, cause that shit's a mess. Niggas trying to buzz kill, but I ain't coming down. So if you ain't gang, then don't come around. You freeze up, you dying too. We don't fuck around. Pull up in the hood near you with 100 rounds.
Bitch, all I ever wanted was a bag. Diamonds on my wrist and designer on my ass. Yo, bitch on my dick, cause she see I'm getting cash. She want me to take it slow, but I'm living too fast. Baby, baby, all I ever wanted was a bag.
Bag.
All I ever wanted was a bag.
Thank you. Tell a bitch nah, I don't want to get up. Ain't over my ex yet, never. Still think about her every time I get up. Paparazzi always ask me why I left her. That's none of your motherfucking business. These niggas out here can't help us. Undercover dream lovers that been us. Got me smoking them fumes at dinner. Had to tell the young bitch shut up.
Cause I'm still thinking about Keisha. And she's still tripping off Tina. And I'm trying to turn up in a Ibiza. I ain't wanna leave for a reason, but you gave me so many fucking reasons. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater.
I still dream about you, baby.
Still dream about you, baby.
Ain't it something how you hate
ain't
me?
Something how you
pretend. And I don't give a fuck lately. Then who you sleeping on if it ain't me? You're my dream girl.
Scared of, you know I make it more better. Them blues you got me singing bye bye. And my dreams are getting wetter. Crying at night in the bedroom. Where we used to do it together. Banging and banging them headboards. And your head was better than Jessica.
Had to tell the young bitch, shut up, shut up. Cause I'm still thinking about Keisha. And she's still tripping off Tina. And I'm trying to turn up in a Ibiza. I ain't wanna leave for a reason, but you gave me so many fucking reasons. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater.
I still dream about you, baby.
Still dream about you, baby.
Ain't it something how you hate
ain't
me?
Something how you
pretending I don't give a fuck lately. Then who you sleeping on if it ain't me? You're my dream girl.
Wake me up. No sleep. No. that on the line with me? Do you smoke broccoli? Would you really put your heart in me?
Yeah.
Would you really do your job with me?
She can't sleep another night lonely.
No, no sleep.
She said, hold your arms real tight around me.
So tight.
I said, fuck what you ever heard about me. Just take your clothes off now and get in those sheets. I'ma give your ass a wet dream.
Through drought and famine, natural disasters, my baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling, none of that could ever make me leave.
Into your eyes, I see it. You're all I see like the way you move your lips, your eyes. I'm like, oh. But that's just me as a person. But let me tell you what I go through, though. I'm never going to give you no more information than what's me. You feel me? Like, friendly is one thing, but friendly and planning on acting on something and you just get a whole nature, that's two different things.
You're right. Now, what I'm going to say to that is, I got niggas that's like, all right, they made shit. I ain't going to slide on that because I know that that is just give me what I'm saying.
Why are you not? It's so much.
If I didn't talk to you, why can't you just go find something?
But that's your niggas ain't cut.
Listen. Because that's what we do on the regular, like, what you know, like, I think, we slide on the regular, we be out on the regular, we get together and go on chicks on the regular, so it's like, all right, if I see you with a chick, all right, and she choosing for real, all right, I'm going to let you know before I even make
a
move.
But that's a mission, though, that's what I'm talking about, right now, we talking about you sliding on your homeboy's girl.
Oh, no, that's off limits, because I wouldn't want nobody to do that to me, but I'm saying,
but wait, you know, yeah. Sometimes you don't be all the way honest about how you feel about this shit with the homies. You straight be flexing. You be
right. And that's why I'm asking, because,
okay,
like,
so I don't let
that go. Because I'm like, is this nigga really, do he don't give a fuck? Or is he really saying that because he's saying that, like,
y'all all 3 men, why do y'all do that, though? Why do y'all... If y'all really like somebody, I'm trying to say y'all don't like
it. I don't do that personally.
A man is not supposed to just be where their heart is.
You're not
really
supposed
to be like, oh, my God.
But, hey,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Like, I'm not about to be like...
It's my
bitch. No, I can't even say that.
I have,
let me ask you this. Have y'all ever, because I had a friend, you know, that was, you know, she was just...
out here.
Yeah, and she was free. So, you know, my situation where my husband would be like, you know, like, it was situations where, you know, we all fought. Like, everybody just knows who we were, you know. I don't even know how to put their head about this, whatever the case may be. You know, but my husband would always feel some type of way, like, I would know guys that really, really, really like, for real. You know what I'm saying? But then they would do shit like, just saying shit, oh, she a hoe, this, that, and third. My thing is this, regardless of what somebody's name or what their character is known as in the street, you know what I'm saying? You look past all that once you smash. You feel me? That's my opinion.
Yep.
I feel like once you are
you can't
the
talk about somebody being
a
hoe.
I hate a motherfucker that wanna smash somebody.
You smash,
like,
then you a hoe.
Oh, I never, you know what I'm saying? That shit be corny, you fucking guy. My thing is this, I feel like this, if you really give a fuck about a motherfucker, you fuck somebody, you shouldn't give a fuck about what somebody says. Because you attracted to him, you attracted to him. You really can't even help sometimes. That's why I say opposite attractor. Sometimes you'll see two people that you would never know why they fuck around. You can't really control who you really have feelings for, but it's genuine.
Right.
Genuine feelings come out of nowhere. You'd be like, I don't know why the fuck I like that. Like, it's just there.
Yeah.
But if you're not honest enough to be like, well, you know, you ain't got the best background, but I'm just, you know. But then my mother would be worked out. That's where I think where women's self-esteem comes to play at. Because see, then a woman, even though she really likes you, she know you really like her, but she know you know she a hoe, but she's gonna continue to be a hoe, but she don't want you to know that she gonna try to chill out for you, but ain't no point, because you ain't even trying to play her. See, that's when men don't want to step up and just be men. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, some niggas don't hop on to their own nigga, like, they'd rather try to follow behind their plan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, I've never, like, I've seen niggas hurt, though. Like, I've never smashed, they just smashed a bitch, because I know they smashed. I'm never like, look.
I would never tell you about. I'm gonna be honest.
Why?
Because
why
like,
it's like that?
It's not faking. I'm just not gonna say nothing. I'm not gonna put it out there. But if you ask me, all right, yeah. But I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, yeah, I smashed on something. Nah.
I don't give
a
fuck. I don't give a fuck.
But I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, yeah, I smashed on something. Like, that's not not a conversation that I just have with people, you know what I'm saying? But if he could be like, oh, yeah, you talk this, okay, yeah, I'll be back, like, all right.
I didn't think it was funny at all. It instantly ticked me off.
That shit
done a lot of things, and like young girls nowadays growing up, they really don't have no type of, one thing I can say about being an 80s baby is, our parents gave us some type of value.
Mm-hmm.
The shit that these kids buy nowadays, they buy these go-ins and a nigga with a bag and gold teeth and getting a rapper. Like, there's nothing out there to really put out there and say, go to school, go to this. My mom, regardless of what path I took, she said, you better go to school. That's the era we grew up in.
No, I agree with you. Like, my cousin, she's 25. Like, when she was like 19, she saw like a nice car and was like, ooh, I want to ride in this car. I said, no, baby, you want to drive that motherfucker. You want to own it.
Yeah.
Like, you said, you want to be the passenger.
Yeah.
I understand that. Like, go out
and
get that shit.
And these girls, like, they really, like, to them, like, beat your nails. And that's like, that's really the type of shit, like, that's really gold to them. Like, they, but that's.
But what about nails?
But if you think about it.
That's basic.
But if you think about it, though, you can't even be mad at them. But see, you can't say, like, we're.
Oh, I like that.
But see, if you go on Facebook, you scroll, and I see bitches, and they start. Oh, at the nail shop. Got my hair. Mm-hmm. Funny story.
Good.
So I'll But what was, oh, then her, ex became a little real, like, fucking scary.
Because it actually happened.
But it actually happened. That's what I'm talking about. But we already said he's funny. But, so, that's another thing. So, we can't, she's back in school now, so, hi, pretty lady.
So now, basically, my Fridays, I'm still pay for my spot here, but now my Fridays are more so, I'm going to just keep my Fridays for interviews. Like, if I need to interview somebody, we deep as fuck. How y'all doing? So, I'm going to just keep my Fridays for interviews, and then I was going to work on the skits, and I was going to help Brittany behind the scenes with Ear Candy Radio. But I plan on coming back out with the season 2 sometime, maybe October, November, around that time. But I really don't know what I'm going to give to people at that time. Think about it. So, our last episode, we interviewed Shakira Russell and Harlem Prince, who will be opening their beauty shop tomorrow at 5:30 on. Oh, I wish I had the address in front of me.
What is it called?
It's called Vision. Hold on, let me pull out my planner. My planner's been filling up too. They open up the shop. We interviewed them last day. They open up their shop tomorrow at 5:30 at 854 East Exchange Street. And they're also hiring. So if you're licensed in cosmetology, if you got your barber license, then hit them up and you can get a spot. We interviewed them and they got some good things coming out. I'm really excited for them. Hey, and if you go check them out tomorrow, mention Wayne's Views and Ear Candy Radio, you get 10% off the service. And we also interviewed the kid next door from Florida, who's an up and coming artist. And we were just really excited for her to be on our team. She's actually one of she's under one of our Ear Candy Radio artists who we just working with Chris Brown.
Hey baby, you are so gorgeous, but I got people over there talking, I realize when you just live on the radio, you're gonna respect my boo.
And we also interviewed Miss Lily from the Ever Age Collaborative, and she just gave us a little insight on what they have offered for us. And I also have a speaking engagement this week with them, so shout out to them. And that's pretty much all we discussed on this season. I'm gonna go ahead and end the episode, but we're gonna keep the live on. Thank you so much, everybody who called in and listened to Wayne's Views on this finale show. I thank y'all so much for being with me. Y'all have a good weekend.
She my number one, I don't need nothing on the side. Said that I was done for good and don't want no more lies. But my phone be blowing up, temptations on my line. I stare at the screen a while before I press decline. But she plants a seed and it still lingers in my mind. Told myself I'm strong enough to shake it and I'm trying. But I'm only human, I know loving you's a crime. If I take this cookie now, one day I'll do the time. Slip me a Xanax at once.
Somebody.
I got the earth and the blunt.
Smoke.
I get the skirt when I want.
Girl.
I get the skirt when I want.
Girl.
Due to the money aroma.
Somebody.
My girl, she got a diploma.
Smoke.
She got white written all over. She got white written all over. All a nigga knows how to fuck a good thing up. Run from the pain, sip lean, smoke tree up. When I'm in your town, press pound, hit me up. When I'm in your town, press pound, hit me up. Only if you down and you slurp good D up. If the work good, I'll be back for the re-up. Hate when I creep in the phone, wake me up. Fake like I'm sleep, knowing damn well I be up. Monkey on my back and I walk 100 miles. Guilt make a nigga feel fake when he smile. Love get confused in the mind of a child. Cause love wouldn't lie like I lie and it's wild. Wanna have my cake and another cake too. Even if the baker don't bake like you. Even when the flavor don't taste like you. So I'm back mobbing with the late night crew. All in your mind with fears that would come true. Back of my mind, the back of my mind was you. Wishing that I could blind myself from view. And only advice for you. Slip me a Xanax at once.
Somebody.
I got the earth and the blunt.
Smoke.
I get the skirt when I want.
Skirt.
I get the skirt when I want.
Skirt.
Due to the money aroma.
Somebody.
My girl, she got a diploma.
Smoke.
She got white written all over. She got white written all over. I'm a fake nigga and it's never been clearer. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. I'm a fake nigga and it's never been clearer. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. She my number one, I don't need nothing on the side. Said that I was done for good and don't want no more lies. But my phone be blowing up, temptations on my line. I stare at the screen a while before I press decline. But she plants a seed and it still lingers in my mind. Told myself I'm strong enough to shake it and I'm trying. But I'm only human, I know loving you's a crime. If I take this cookie now, one day I'll do the time. I love her, I don't wanna lose her. I'm selfish, I know that I use her. My ego gets stroked and I bruise her. My ego gets stroked and I bruise her. My actions, I know they confuse her. At home, I look happy as usual. On the road, on my Mac, I'm a chooser. I'm an addict, I'm masking it.
Kevin's hard.
They tell me what's done in the dark, we'll find a way to shine. I done did so much that when you see, you might go blind. What's done in the dark, we'll always find a way to shine. I done did so much that when you see, you might go blind.